Recognize the strengths of others. The problem. Egotism can lead to prejudice. An egotistical person has an inflated opinion of his own worth. He views himself as superior and judges people who are different from him as being inferior. Anyone can fall into this trap. The Encyclopaedia Britannica says, most cultural groups feel, to varying degrees of intensity, that their way of life, their foods, dress, habits, beliefs, values, and so forth, are superior to those of other groups. How can we avoid this flawed way of thinking? Bible principle. With humility, consider others superior to you. Philippians 2:3. What does it mean? To avoid excessive pride, we need to cultivate its opposite, humility. Humility allows us to recognize that in some areas of life, others are superior. No one group has a monopoly on all good qualities and abilities. Consider the example of Stefan. He grew up in a communist country, but overcame his feelings of prejudice against people from non-communist countries. He says, I believe that considering others as superior to you is important in counteracting prejudice. I don't know everything. I can learn something from every person. What you can do. Try to have a realistic view of yourself and remain aware of your own failings. Acknowledge that others are strong in areas where you are weak. Do not assume that all people from a particular group have the same flaws. Instead of drawing negative conclusions about a person who is from a particular group of people, ask yourself, are the traits that I dislike about that person actually bad, or are they just different? Could this person find faults in me? In what areas is this person more capable than I am? If you answer these questions honestly, you may not only overcome any prejudice you have, but you may also find things to admire in that person. Real life example. Nelson, United States. I spent most of my younger years in an area where the population was predominantly of one race and background. But when I moved to a large city at the age of 19 to work in a factory, I found myself working with and living near people of many different races, backgrounds, and cultures. As I got to know my workmates and made friends, I saw firsthand that people's skin color, mother tongue, and nationality told me absolutely nothing about how hard they worked, how trustworthy they were, or what their innermost feelings were. I later married a woman whose home country and race were different from mine, and I have found much joy in learning about different kinds of foods and forms of music that were new to me. Life has taught me that all of us have faults and virtues. To be honest, I have become a better person as a result of admiring and imitating the virtues of people who are very different from me racially and culturally. End of article.